This is a University of Birmingham podcast.
This is Mark Hughes, nursing lecturer, and I have with me Ava, who is a third year adult branch student, who went on her nursing elective in summer 2010. So, hello Ava.
Hi.
And could you tell me about where you went and why you chose that place?
Yeah, my elective was in Dubai and I was able to choose which wards I wanted to work on, which were coronary care unit, emergency department, surgical intensive care and general surgery. So I chose before I went, and when I got there, I had 1 week in each ward, and that's the wards that I wanted to work on, which were really good.
So that sounds really nice that you were able to have all those different experiences. Did they give you the choice of that, or did you just specifically ask?
It was on the application form that they sent me to choose which wards I wanted to work on.
Yeah.
So I chose based on how long I was spending there, one ward for each week.
And how did you come to choose Dubai?
Well, we had the third year's previous students who did their talk on where they went, and I went to various stands and heard the different conversations about where they went, and one of the nurses went to Dubai.
And that kind of whetted your appetite for Dubai?
Yeah, she sold it to us, basically. Ah. So as soon as we heard her, four of us ran to the computers and started searching and emailing.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about those experiences that you gained from this placement?
Definitely for emergency department, where I haven't worked on before, it was about the skills of a fast-paced ward. Comparing it to the UK, it's totally different accidents over there because there's a lot of heat stroke patients, loads of road traffic accidents. You have it here, but not as common as there.
And what were the temperatures like when you were there?
It was over 45 every day in the summer when I was there.
Over 45 degrees.
Yeah. So it was really good. Loads of different learning experiences. I got to assist with CPR, insert a cannula in the minor department, and see a lot of things in ED.
Were there any difficulties in arranging the placement?
The only thing was the person who we arranged it was actually on annual leave when we got there. So up until the first few weeks of arrival, we hadn't spoken to her. So when we got there, we went to the accommodation. We still hadn't heard from her until we got to the hospital, and we was told she was on official leave.
So did that create any problems?
For me, it did, because I was, as an adult nurse, in a different hospital to the other nurses who went. They were at child hospital.
Right.
So for me, I didn't actually have a first day as I should have, induction. But after that, everything went fine. Yeah.
Great. And how did you raise the money for your elective, if you don't mind me asking?
No, that's fine. I work as a HCA at City Hospital, so I saved throughout the year from as soon as I knew I was going there. Even though I didn't get the Frieda Ashmore Award, I still would advise everyone to apply.
To apply, yeah.
Yeah, and then just bursary as well. Getting that every month made a difference, and family and friends.
How do you feel that the experience has changed you, if at all?
For me, it would be the cultural sensitivity, being culturally competent in Dubai, which is mainly Arabs. Another thing is in surgical intensive care, there's differences because they don't turn off the life support machine. Basically, they wait till the heart stops.
Right.
Where over here, they do. It's things like religious things, which they don't do over there and compared to over here. So I'm more aware of that now. For patients who are over here.
So that those things might perhaps relate largely to the fact that it's an Islamic country.
Yeah.
So there's all the moral and ethical spin of it being a Muslim country, I suppose.
Yeah, for healthcare, yeah.
Yeah. How about any language issues, the fact that you were going to somewhere where, you know, it's not necessarily an English-speaking country?
I did an Urdu course, which was run by the university here.
Right.
So I learnt a few Urdu words, but when I got there, I didn't realise it was actually Arabic.
Yeah.
So even though it did help with a few things, but otherwise, most of the nurses there spoke English.
Spoke English. But did you learn a few Arabic words
Shukran. That's thank you. But the doctors had a few conversations in Arabic. But I'd always ask the nurse what they said and they could tell me.
Do you feel that this has been a valuable experience to you and enhanced your Bachelor of Nursing course?
Definitely it has, Going away for 5 weeks, really made a difference to my course, because when I came back I was able to research things that I hadn't heard about. Brainstem death was one of the things that I experienced there. Right. And it's helped me because I'm going to critical care placement this year.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm more confident knowing that I've been somewhere else and done it there
right.
as well.
So that was another thing I was going to ask you. Were there any things about the nursing practice there that have helped you in terms of enhancing your confidence and your skills?
It is quite similar to England. Like, some of the policies are similar and even the equipment they have is quite similar because they use some of the English and Canadian systems.
Right.
But otherwise, it definitely has helped me as a student nurse to develop my skills.
Right. And would you have any advice for students that might be considering going to Dubai?
It would be to be culturally sensitive once again, because you're going into a place where they're quite, not strict, but it's their norm not to dress the way that some people would. So you should research into where you're going first and then choose what areas you want to go in and definitely have a good time there. It's lovely.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Ava.
You
have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.